on this frequency.
You're listening to the Keith Blakemore Noble Radio Show. Here's your host, Keith Blakemore Noble.
FOMO, fear of missing out. That can be a really strong driver. I'm willing to bet that you and everybody who catches this episode has experienced FOMO, perhaps many times in life. And just the thought of experiencing FOMO can be enough to drive us to do things that we might not otherwise do. What I'm looking at in this particular episode is I want to explore how the unscrupulous use FOMO to manipulate us into buying their stuff. Yes, it's another anti-manipulation episode where we expose the tools, tricks and techniques which the unscrupulous use to make us buy their stuff, whether we want it, whether we need it, whether we can even afford it. So how do they use FOMO against us? That's what we're going to look at over the next 20, 30 minutes. Remember, if you find this useful, if you find it interesting, please do give us a review. Subscribe to us on your favorite platform. Share the episode far and wide. Give us a like, a comment. It all helps to get it in front of more people. And the more people who get to see this or hear this, the more we can help people to better protect themselves against the unscrupulous and the tools, the tricks, the techniques that they use against us to manipulate us into buying their stuff. So again, if you do like the episode, please do share it far and wide. We can't stop the manipulative from manipulating us or attempting to manipulate us. That's easy to say, isn't it? But what we can do is share with you how they do it so you can be better protected against it, so that you can take back control of what you choose to buy. So FOMO, how would they use FOMO against us? We're going to look at a couple of different ways in which it's used, and it's all based around scarcity. In particular, fake scarcity, which is one of the many ways in which they try to manipulate us. It's an unpleasant way, it's a nasty way, it's a scummy way of doing it, and it is used a lot. I suppose the first thing we should do is define, what do we mean by fake scarcity, and what do we mean by non-fake scarcity or genuine scarcity? Well, scarcity is simply that there's only a limited amount of whatever. There's the implication being that there's not going to be enough of whatever to go around everyone. Scarcity. And very often that can be true, can be absolutely genuine. If somebody makes paintings for a living, they paint and they sell those paintings, sell the originals. Obviously, there is an element of scarcity involved there because there's only one of each painting that they have, right? So it's not fake scarcity to say this is the only one, because it is the only one. It's not fake scarcity. I mean, yes, they can do several paintings, but again, there's scarcity. There's a limited number of those paintings. So that's not fake scarcity. That's a genuine scarcity. But fake scarcity is where you pretend there's a limit. You pretend there's a limit to how many that you've got, and it's not a real limit. It's done simply to push people into FOMO and to get them to get their cards out and buy that thing before they get a chance to think. So why does FOMO work? As we've seen in some other episodes, when we make buying decisions, if we buy when we're in an emotional state, you know, where our emotions are high, our intelligence is low. When emotion's high, logic is low. You become irrational. You make decisions like that without fully considering the implications. Because, hey, if I don't do it now, I'm going to miss out. Oh, right, let's buy it now. So you don't get the time to go, now, wait a minute, let me just consider the pros and cons and carefully analyze it and come to a balanced decision. You're kind of forced into it. The emotion is high, and now you've only got a limited amount of time or a limited number of copies available. You better buy now, otherwise you are going to miss out. You don't want FOMO, do you? You don't want to be missing out on this brilliant opportunity because you didn't take action quickly enough. Everybody else got there before you. So that's kind of how FOMO works, or the basis behind FOMO. So how might they do it? Well, it's used in live events. It's used on web pages a lot. It's also used in conventional printed media advertising as well. Don't get me wrong, this can work in any of them. Two things that you can limit. One is often they'll limit the price, or they'll limit the number that are available. So let's take a look at limiting the number that are available. Limiting the availability, and then we'll look at the price. So limiting the availability, this will often be something like, it's used a lot in selling at live events, you know, where they get you to rush to the back of the room and to buy stuff. And again, we've looked at that in in other episodes. Excuse me, please do excuse my voice. So they might say, we've only got 10 spaces left on this course. Go run to the back of the room, buy it. If you don't buy it now, when all 10 are sold out, that's it, they're gone. Or you might see on a website. How often have you seen this on a website? You go on, and there's this little counter, and it says 7 left. And a few minutes later, 6 copies left. And then a minute later, only 5 left. You're thinking, oh my word, right, quick, buy before it sells out. That counter is counting down. Most of the time it is fake scarcity. Most of the time, not always, but most of the time it's fake scarcity. They say we've only got 10 places left. If they'd sold all 10 and you went up there and said, yep, I want to buy it. Here's the cash. I want in on that course. They're not going to turn you away. Of course they're not. They will find a way to make space to fit you in. Because you know what? Chances are they're repeating this offer everywhere that they run this particular event anyway. So there's more places than they're claiming are available. They're just doing it to get you to rush and buy before you're ready. The website one, that little countdown. They'll do it with a number of spots available, or whatever. Isn't it funny how no matter when the marketing campaign went out, when you click on that link to go there, isn't it funny how you go there when there are just the last 9 available? What are the chances? Especially if it counts down fairly quickly whilst you're reading that page. Oh my word, in the time it's taken me to read this page about the thing, another 3 have been sold. Oh, there's only 6 left. Isn't it funny how you just happened to be to get there when those last few were there? Could it be that they're making it up? And you know what? Usually they are. They're making it up. If there's a countdown saying how many are left, you can pretty much guarantee they're making it up. Because having a counter there that says 400 left, 399 left, a few minutes later, 398 left, that doesn't create a sense of urgency. That creates there's hundreds left. I can take my time to think about it. So they wouldn't put a counter there. The only reason that counter is there is to increase the pressure on you. Come on, hurry up. Look, it's ticking away. Oh, there are fewer left. Oh, come on. You don't want to miss out, do you? Oh, that's why it's there. If they genuinely only had a few left and they were selling that quickly, again, they wouldn't need to put the counter on there because they would know it's going to go pretty quickly. The counter is on there to hurry you up, to push you, to manipulate you, to force you into going and buying that thing without giving you time to think about it. Oh, if I take some time to think about it, it's only 5 now. Those other 5 might sell. Oh, right, I'll buy now. Here's the thing. If you reloaded that page, In many cases, it would go back to saying there are 10 available. Because when you load the page up, that sets the counter and then uses a little bit of code that counts it down over time. Now, sometimes some of them get a little bit smart about this. And they'll use a cookie, a thing called cookies, or they'll use other ways of tracking to track that it's you. So when you load it up again, it knows it's you and it carries the countdown. So in that case, try it from a different place. So for example, you might be looking at it on your computer, try it from your phone or your tablet or whatever, and you notice, hey, it's gone back up to the full 10 again. Or they might get really, really sneaky and actually tie all that in with the IP address that you're connected from. That's basically the address that your internet is connected through. In which case, just try it on your phone. Switch off Wi-Fi if you're on Wi-Fi. Switch off Wi-Fi. You go back to your 5G or your 4G. They can't put two and two together. They can't track that it's you. The counter resets to the 10 again. Do that. And 99 times out of 100, you'll find that counter, that timer, resets. Because that scarcity was absolutely fake. They haven't suddenly, you haven't miraculously got there just in time to see the last 10 available. And they sell two or three of them whilst you're reading the thing. It is all fake. By all means, if you're interested in the product or the service or the course or whatever it is, by all means, read about it. Take your time to think about it, and then go back to that site. You'll find they're suddenly available again in the vast majority of cases. Now, again, there will sometimes be times where it is genuine scarcity, but you'll get a good feel for that. And if it is genuine, they're not going to have these timers and these countdown. They're not going to have this countdown of how many are left in stock ticking down prominently. Because that's used to push you into buying. Now, that said, there will sometimes, you'll go to a site and it'll say how many of each product they've got left in stock. But that'll be buying the product. It won't be a nice counter that's counting down in your face the whole time. You can get a feel for whether it is genuine or whether it is fake scarcity. Also, you'll sometimes see they'll pop up in like a bottom corner on the site. Fred Bloggs from this town has bought a copy. A few minutes later, somebody else has bought a copy. These again, it's creating that push that, oh my God, people are buying. It's going to sell out. Oh, I don't want to miss out. Whoa, let's buy. Again, they're usually fake scarcity. They will do it in live events, as I've said. Oh, we've only got 10 spaces left. Yeah, right, of course you have. Oh, we've only got 10 copies of this book left. Yeah, of course you have. 10 copies on the table. Another couple of dozen copies in a box underneath the table, which will miraculously appear later on. So that's how fake scarcity FOMO works. They might also try it with pricing. And the way that will work, they'll offer you a nice, big, juicy discount, but, and there's always a but, it's always a catch, isn't there? It's always a catch with these things. It's almost as if they're too good to be true. They'll offer you this nice, big, juicy discount, but it's only available whilst this seminar is on. Once we finish the seminar, it goes back up to full price. So instead of you paying £500, it will go back up to £5,000. Of course, we all know nobody has ever paid £5,000 for it. They always sell it at £500. But they make it look like there's this big, huge discount, which is only available during the seminar. Run now to the back of the room and buy it at this special price. They might even say, again, that they're magical. Oh, we've only got 10 spaces, blah, 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 blah. But if you don't buy it now, you'll have to pay the full price. I was like, really? I know that is bogus because I've been in the back end of events where they've done exactly that. And yeah, if somebody comes to them later, they will sell it at the discounted price. I went to a weekend seminar one time, and A one-day seminar. And on the back of that, they were selling a weekend event. I think it was a weekend of training or something like that. And they said, oh, this is the normal price. This is the special discounted price, but it's only available during this seminar. Blah, 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 blah. And I never buy like that. I always take my time to think these things through. And I took the details away with me. Didn't buy at the seminar, but took the details away with me. Thought about it, thought carefully about it. Weighed everything up and realized, you know what? There is actually value to me in this thing that they're offering. And the price, this special price that's only available at the webinar, only available at the seminar that they offered, was a valid price, represented good value for me. So the next day, I phoned them up. And said, hey, I was at the seminar, you offer this thing, you offer it this price. I wasn't able to buy it, and I made a little story up to make it easier for them to say yes. I wasn't able to buy it at the seminar because I didn't have the funds, but I've managed to sort the fund out now. Is there any way you'll sell it to me at that webinar, at that seminar price? Their answer, yes, of course, no bother. Let's take your details. We'll sell it to you right now. Really? And this thing that's only a price that's only available if you buy right now, they were happy to sell it to me at that price a couple of days later, because of course that was the price they were always going to sell it to anyone at anyway. Fake scarcity, FOMO, it is fear of missing out because there's only a few places, or fear of missing out because the price is going to skyrocket at the end of the seminar. Of course the price doesn't skyrocket at the end of the seminar. Especially when it's a massive discount, like £5,000 normally, but this month, this seminar only, it's £500. Yeah, really? We all know that's complete bogus. They'll do the same on web pages, similar to what we saw a few moments ago with the fake scarcity. Do the same with price, like, oh, only available for the next 10 people who sign up, or only available for the next 12 hours. And fun, isn't it strange how when you go to the site, you just happen to be in that last 12 hours, or just happen to be in that last 10 available at that price, no matter when the email went out. And again, the counters, the counting down, and all that sort of thing. Yeah, take a good look. Again, reload it or load it from a different device or on a different network. Often you'll find it resets again. Don't allow these things to push you into making this a decision to buy there and then. Because, I can guarantee you, a couple of things. One, the vast majority of the time, it will still be available. You might have to phone them up. You might have to give them a nice little story to give them a face-saving way of saying, yes, come and get the discount. It will be there. I mean, I have known of people who have done like I did, but they didn't even make a story. They just phoned the whatever place they'd been to, phoned the office a couple of days later. Hey, I was at your thing at the weekend. I didn't buy, but I'd quite like it now. Can I get that price? Yes, of course. Bam. Done. Or if they genuinely do sell out, or genuinely do have a limit on numbers, they run these events multiple times during the year. There will be another chance. Catch it the next time round. Give yourself the time to think about it. Don't dive and rush into the decision. The more they're trying to push you into making a decision, the more you should take that as a sign that you need to take a step back, pause, think about it, and really consider it. Because if it was that good a thing, would they really have to be rushing you into making that decision? If it was that good a thing, they would be selling plenty of them anyway. Now, that said, with the timer thing, there are some times where that is valid. Or the price thing. If a company's doing a launch of a new product, new service, they might offer an early bird special discount for if you buy it before the actual launch. In those sorts of cases, yes, it probably is a genuine discount, and it probably is genuine scarcity. Yes, they're doing it to try and encourage you to buy sooner rather than later. But again, it's not going to be like a 95% discount. And again, you'll see the genuine reason why why the countdown time, and you're not going to stumble on the page and suddenly be in the last 5 minutes of this discount being available. See what I mean with that? Or it might be they're running a course, and yes, you know what? You have to register by this date because otherwise you won't be able to be on the course because the course will have started. So yes, again, in those cases, seeing a countdown there is genuine. And in the vast majority of cases, they're going to run it again later anyway. So take your time to think about it. And again, you're not going to suddenly stumble upon it with the last 5 minutes before registration closes, unless you're incredibly unlucky. Especially if they're sending you emails or you see an advert or whatever on socials for it, there'll be plenty of time because they'll advertise it in plenty of time. So if it's a longer time, like 28 days until registration closes, it's like, okay, yeah, I get it. That is genuine because, look, the course starts in 29 days. So, of course, it makes sense that you've only got 28 days in which to register. But take your time about it because you have got 28 days in which to register. As with all of these things that we cover with anti-manipulation, using one of them doesn't necessarily mean they're being manipulative. But treat it as a flag to just have that little bit more caution, that little bit more, ooh, now let me just look at this carefully. And the more of these you see, the more likely it is that there is some form of manipulation going on there. How can you protect yourself against it? Well, if you feel you are being pushed, if you feel you're being pressured, if you feel you're being rushed into making a decision, that is a very strong sign that you should simply go, no, I need more time to think about this. Let me think about it in a calm environment. Let me have the time to think about it. And if they say, oh, no, no time, no, buy now, or you'll lose out. Okay, I guess I lose out. Bye. Very often when you do that, you'll see them go, oh, no, wait. Because then you know it is genuinely, or then you know it is a fake scarcity and they're just trying to manipulate you into buying. If they're serious, if they're genuine, then they will respect the fact that, okay, you need a bit more time. Yet, you know what? Registration for the course does close next week because we are starting it the following day. We can't hold it. You won't be able to join partway through for obvious reasons, but you know what? Take the time you need. Get back to us when you're ready to decide that you want to sign up. They will understand. But if they're pushing you, if they're going, oh, no, but you have to sign up now. You don't want to miss out. That's a good sign that the scarcity is fake and they're simply trying to manipulate you into buying that, because if they don't try and manipulate you into buying it, they don't sell enough of them. See, stuff that's genuinely good value, stuff that's genuinely popular, stuff that's genuinely has appeal, they don't need to try and rush you into making a decision. The reason they rush you into making a decision is get you while your emotion is high, intelligence is low, logic is out the window. It's much easier to push you and bump you into making a decision, buying the thing. If they give you the time to think about it, they know there's a greater risk that you'll go, actually, you know what, this isn't for me. So if they're rushing you, if they're trying to invoke FOMO, take a good hard look and consider, do I really want this? And is this scarcity actually genuine? Or are they just making this up to try and manipulate me into buying something that I do not want? Hopefully that's given you a little bit of an overview of some of the FOMO-inducing techniques that are used out there. Hopefully it'll give you a better ability to spot these and to protect yourself and go, you know what, not for me. Or, you know what, I need a little bit more time to think about it. If they try and rush you into making a decision, well, that does tend to suggest the decision you ought to make. That's it for now. Let me know what you think. What do you think about this? Have you experienced this? What experiences have you had of this sort of thing? Have you come across it? Let me know. Drop me an email. Drop me a comment. I love reading these things. Hey, you never know, if you have a good example or a good story, it might end up in the next edition of the book. And either way, if you enjoyed this, please subscribe on your favorite platform. Give us a review on your favorite platform. That really helps to boost things in the good old algorithms. It's all about algorithms these days, isn't it? Share this far and wide. Tag your friends in it. Add a meaningful comment. Give us a like. All of this helps to spread word far and wide. And I look forward to catching up with you in another episode very soon. Until then, take care and look after yourself. Bye for now.
You've been listening to the Keith Blakemore Noble Radio Show. To find out more, please visit KeithBlakemoreNoble.com.